Tanya for the 25th day of Elul, Chaf Hei Elul, is at the beginning of Simon Yutes in the Geres HaKedesh. The Geres HaKedesh 19. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe describes the Pnimius HaTeira and the Chetzenius HaTeira, the soul of Teira and the body of Teira, the soul of Teira being infinite, where the body of Teira is finite. It also explains the difference between what a Chacham with his Seichel can understand and what a Navi in his Nevuah can see. Eita Erke Salmo, the Pasuk says that God wraps the light like a garment, or wraps the light in a garment. Hine Kute Teira Shalardi Zal, Parshas Kisisa, or Parshas Vayikra Kosav, in the Lakute Teira of the Adizal. In Kisisa and Vayikra, he says, Ki hasogas Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholem, that the understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu lehoisa bebechinas pnimi is the chochme ilo, did not include the level of chochme ilo in the pnimius of it. That the chochme ilo, the divine chochme, Moshe was not able to understand the pnimius, the inner aspect of it, only the external aspect. This Chochme Yiloh is Hanikra Abba D'Atzilus. This is called Abba V'Atzilus. Chochme is called Abba, Father. And Bina is called Ima. So this level of Abba, of Atzilus, the inner part of Chochme, of Atzilus, he was not able to understand. Kol shkein b'svira sakesir shalomayla mimeno hanikra arichampin. And certainly, he was not able to understand the svira of keser, which is even higher than chochma of atzilus, which is called, this keser is called arichampin. Arichampin means the long face. A face means a tzir, a structure. So the level of keser, which is arich anpin, means an infinite, endless structure. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to understand chachma d'atzilus, he certainly wasn't able to understand this infinite level called arich anpin, which is keser. Ki im bebechinas achuzayim dechachma hamislapshim bebina. What he was able to understand was the external, the hind part of the Chochma, which means that part of Chochma that clothes itself in the next lower level in Bina. So the part of Chochma that relates to Bina, that's called the external part of Chochma. The part of Chochma that relates only to Chochma itself, that's called the internal part of Chochma. Hamislabeshes b'zayin sviris tachteinei shenikra zo. Bina, in turn, is clothed in the seven middays that are called the eir anpin, which is the short face, the small face, meaning the finite. So kesed is called arich anpin, the infinite, and the middays, the seven emotional attributes, they are called the small face, the eir anpin, the finite, chesed, gvura, teferes, and so on. Seid ha-teirom, and that's the place of teirom, the laws of teirom, that this is allowed and this is not allowed, this is kosher, this is not kosher, this is tamei and this is tohir, all of that comes from the middos. Chesed creates those things that are permissible and clean and kosher, and gvura creates those things that are prohibited and tamei and so on. Umispashetes, and it extends the bina, extends at seif dalet sviris hatachteinei shehein nehim. It extends to the four lower sviris, which is netzach yesod malchus, that are also called the external emotions. B'shom ha'isa ha'sagas nevu'osei b'b'chinas pnimis. And there, in the four lowest svidays, there Moshe Rabbeinu's hasaga in his nevuah was bepnimius. There he understood the inner dimension of the godliness of the lower four svidays. Dehainu mebechinas pnimius denihim, which means the inner aspect of the four attributes netzach hei yaseid malchus. But anything above the level of Netzach Chayid Yaseid Malchus, he did not appreciate or did not have any access to Pnimius. But only to the external part of the Chochma, Hamalu Boshim Bebina, that is clothed in Bina, Hamalu Beshes and Mispashetes, Teich Pnimius Denehim. So that Chochma, which is clothed in Bina, which extends all the way to Netzach Chayid Yaseid Malchus, that he understood the Pnimius. Beseid Nevleis Chochma, which is the idea of Nevleis Chochma, the leftover, or the chaff of Chochma, the part of the Chochma that falls to the bottom, which is the Chochmah that comes down into the lowest Svidehs, into Netzach Chayid Yaseid Malchus, which Shalamayla is Teza, which is the level of Teza, because as we said before, the laws of Teza are finite, and the part of Chochmah that makes up the Teza, that is clothed in Teza, is also the finite part of Chochmah, which is the external part of Chochmah. Shehi bebechina ze'ir ampin, because Teza is, as we said before, a finite condition, a finite state, and therefore it contains only a finite part of the Chochmah. Ukedechsiv, and as we find, the Torah says, V'ra'isa sachedai uponai lo yedo, that Moshe was told that he will see the back, but he will not see the front, meaning that he will not see the front of Chochmah ilo. All of this is in the Likutei Torah of the Arizal, Ayin Shomu Bishara Nevuah Perek Aleph. Ulcheire Yesh Lahafli. So at first glance, this is a difficult thing to understand. Hari Nemar V'leikom Eid Novi B'Yisrael Kameisha. The Torah says that there will never be another Novi as great as Moshe. Ve'eich Hisig Ha'Arizal Yesen Imeno. So how is it that the Arizal was able to understand more than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Dorash Kamadrushim Bibichinas Pnimius. And he explained and gave many teachings on the Pnimius of not only Chochmah Ilah, but even higher. Afilu Bisviris and Madregis Rabbis Shalemaila Meha Chochmah Vekesed Atzilus. In many levels, he was able to explain the Pnimius of many levels that are even higher than Chochmah and Kesed of Atzilus. In fact, in the Likutei Hagois, Tera Tanya, he quotes the Chidushi HaRitvo on Sukkos, Gemara Sukkah, where the Ritvo writes that Maisa Merkova HaOyena HaKadosha, the Merkova HaOyena, which means the levels higher than Atzilus, Shalei Nistaklu Bo Neviyim Me'ilam, which the Neviyim never saw, never looked at, the Seda Yidu Alabali Ha'emes, but those secrets are known to the Kabbalists, who are called the Baili Ha'emes. So those who studied Kabbalah, that the Ritva says, were new levels of godliness that the Nevi'im never even looked at. So the Rebbe leaves it with Akasha in today's Shir, and in fact, it's really not so much that he asks it in the Lashon of Akasha. He says, L'chari yesh lahafli. It is to wonder. It is a wondrous thing that the Arizal understood what Moshe Rabbeinu did not. However, in tomorrow's Shia, the Alter Rebbe explains that it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it in his knowledge, in his wisdom. It's that he didn't see it in his prophecy, in the Nevuah. The difference between understanding, between a Chacham and a Navi. In the Hayem Yem, for the 25th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that we say the entire Tillim in the early morning, Amiras Kola Tillim Bashkama. It's a day for Yem Hesvadus, a day for Fabringing. Then we say Slichas, Acha Chatzes Lailo B'samuchla. Soon after midnight, we say the Slichas. Aval B'shar HaYomim B'Hashmeiras HaBeken. But on other days of Slichas, we say it in the morning. Kashe Nitzavim V'Yelech Nifrodes, when the Parshas Nitzavim and V'Yelech are read separately, Maschilim L'Maftir V'Chem L'Shvi, of Shabbos, Parshas Nitzavim, Re'ei Nasati L'Fanecha, etc. When Nitzavim and Vayelech are read separately, then the Maftir and the Shvi of Nitzavim begins at Re'ei Nasati L'Fanecha. Adma Hazokin Sipe, the Alter Rebbe once related, V'Hiyesi B'Mezrich, Shamaiti M'Meiri V'Rabi Harav HaMagid, B'Shem Meirei V'Rabbe Abal Shem Tov Nishmasiyed. When I was in Mezrich, I heard from my teacher, the Magid, in the name of his teacher, the Baal Shem Tov, that HaChedesh HaShvi'i, Shehu HaChedesh HaRishim V'Chodshi HaShana, the seventh month of the year, the seventh month of the months, which is the first month of the year, Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei Mevarchei B'Shabbos Mevarchim, Shehu HaShabbos HaAchin D'Chedesh Elul. The month of Tishrei, God Himself blesses on the Shabbos before Tishrei, which is the final Shabbos of the month of Elul. U'B'Keyach Zeh Yisrael Mevarchim Es HaKadoshim, Yud Aleph Pa'omim B'Shonah, and with the strength that blessing that God gives on the last Shabbos of Elul to the month of Tishrei, the Jew is able to bless the other 11 months in the course of the year. Ksiv atem nitzavim hayem. It says in the parasha that we read at the end of Elul, atem nitzavim hayem, the hayem koi yal Rosh Hashanah, shehu yem hadin. Hayem, this day, refers to Rosh Hashanah, to the day of judgment. Ukameshikosu vayihi hayem. As it says, and there was the day, there came the day, the Targum, the Have Yem Dina Rabba, and the Targum says, and it was the day of great judgment. The Atem Nitzavim, so the Hayem is Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayem, you stand today. Stand means Kayomim Ve'emdim, that you stand firm. The Hainu Shezechem Bedin, which means that we come out victorious in our judgment. That's the bracha in Torah that is given to the month of Tishrei on the Shabbos before Tishrei, the last Shabbos of Elul. U'b'Shabbos shalifnei Rosh Hashanah shu Shabbos ha'achin v'chedesh Elul keidin ei oz parashas atem nitzavim. Zehu b'chosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is God's bracha, the Shabbos mevarchem chedesh ha'shvi'i, on the Shabbos in which we bless the seventh month, Shehu ha-mishuba, ha-muzba, v'ha-mazbiya b'reiv teiv. It is the month that is sated and also satiates. It itself is sated with many holidays and many blessings, and it gives and satisfies the rest of the year, b'reiv teiv v'chol Yisrael al-kol ha-shana, with abundant good for all Jews for the rest of the year.